on Friday, there was a there's a movie that was made by people here in Indiana, paid for by the West Lafayette Education Foundation, the foundation of the West Lafayette Public Schools. And it is a documentary critical of public education reform here in Indiana. Oh, they go after Tony Bennett. They go after Mitch Daniels. They go after charter schools. Oh, my goodness gracious. And there was like thousands of folks filling up the seats in Clues Hall to see the Indiana premiere of this movie. It's called Rise Above the Mark. Rise Above. If Clues could have sold popcorn, it could have sold a mini popcorn. That's how exciting people thought this movie was. And there was a panel discussion after the movie. And the folks from the Mind Trust were there. Folks from one of the Educational Choice Foundations were there. And up against them was this feisty PhD. She's in her 70s. She used to be in favor of education reform. She worked for in the Education Department for President George H.W. Bush. So it means she's Republican. Now she's come to the other side of the issue saying, hey, this is all about money. This isn't about kids. Oh, my goodness gracious. Her name is Dr. Diane Ravitz. And, Chris, if you remember, we've had several callers over the last couple of years that said, you need to get Dr. Ravitz on the show. And we sent about a month and a half ago an email inviting her to the show. And then we get an email last Thursday saying, I'm coming to town. And so we caught up with her backstage at Clues Hall as the movie was kind of ending. You know how they play the movie, the music. So you hear the music of the credits over this movie as we have a conversation. For somebody that's in her 70s, she is an extremely fierce critic of public education reform. And many of you will think she lives in Indianapolis and she feels the way many of you do about some of the changes in education. Our interview with Dr. Diane Ravitz.
With Diane Ravitz, she's acknowledged as one of the national experts in this whole education thing. My listeners, obviously, we're here in Indiana. We're here in Ground Zero. It kind of just sometimes washes off us. How much nationally is it that Indiana is this ground zero of educational reform and this battle over public schools?
Indiana is one of the states, not the only state. I'd rank it with Louisiana, North Carolina, and possibly Tennessee, and I could add a few others, where there is a determined effort to destroy public education in America and this state. And Indiana has been a leader in that, in demonizing teachers and disrespecting teachers and encouraging charters to which take money away from public schools, and having many charters that in fact are failing schools, and having kids transfer out of their local public school into a failing charter school, and introducing vouchers so that kids can go to religious schools. It seems as though, particularly when Tony Bennett was here, anything done by public school was unacceptable. I mean, this whole idea that everyone has to be graded, ranked, rated, this is not education. Education should be, as this wonderful film just showed, education should be about inspiration, it should be about imagination, it should be about the human development of each and every child's potential. There are many children who face enormous challenges in their life, and they shouldn't be told in third grade you're a failure. They shouldn't be told in fourth grade you're a failure. That's not education. That's, I don't know who thinks that way. I can't think that way.
One of the things the last couple of months we've had some classroom teachers on our program. The other week we had the head of the teachers union here, and talking about, and the film talks about this, teachers feeling like they're on their assembly line workers instead of having the time to talk to students. Talking to the head of the teachers union here in Indiana, ISTA, saying recess has been cut, lunch time has been cut. There's not enough time to socialize and even teach kids the kinds of social skills needed that could stop some of this violence out in the street.
Right. Well, what Indiana has done, and they've become, I would say, among the nation's leader in this, is to turn education into a numbers game. And so they have to have all this testing, and the kids are prepared for the test, and the teachers are going to be graded by the test, and the schools are going to be graded by the test. Everyone's going to get a number. what has this got to do with education? Now, when people, let's say the most successful people in Indiana, when they choose a school for their child, if they choose, let's say, the best private school in Indiana, they're not doing that. They don't have any standardized testing in the best private schools. Why is that? Why is it that I believe that this state, the governor, the legislature, and the former commissioner, Tony Bennett, they wanted to ruin public education. And the way to ruin it was to harass teachers, harass principals, leave no time for interaction with children, and make the children feel terrible because they're losing the arts. They're losing the opportunity to shine. It's something that actually encourages and inspires them.
One of the things I argue with my educational reform friends, and you're going to be talking with them on the panel, is what I call the choice to not make a choice. You know, they're always talking about their parents ought to have the right to choose and move their kids. Well, some parents make a choice of leaving their kids in. Is one of the other issues in public education in the whole thing is that, though, for those parents that make the choice to leave their kids in a school, they've not, you know, we're not investing the resources to make, to give that equal education. It's almost like we're back to unequal before Brown versus Board of Education.
I believe that the, you know, I go back a long way, probably longer back than you do, and I associate the word school choice with people like George Wallace of Alabama, Strom Thurmond of South Carolina, and all of those guys who said segregation now, segregation forever. They wanted choice so that there would be white schools and black schools, and choice is, to my mind, deeply associated with segregation. There is now a growing body of evidence that the more charters there are, the more segregation there is. There is no question that charters have a segregating effect. Even in districts that are already themselves segregated, the charters are even more segregated. So I think that the choice has been a way, a battering ram. It is being supported by the far right. The group that has been most active is a group called ALEC. ALEC is a group of very far right-wing legislators. I'm sure many of your Indiana legislators belong to it. They want charters. They want vouchers. They want online schools. The only thing that they don't want is public schools. And you have to understand, public schools, this is one of the essential democratizing elements of our society. If we had not had a public education system, we would not have had the Brown decision. We would not have gender equity. We would not have all the things that have been the great socially progressive movements of the 20th century or the last 60 years have come through public education. Break it all up, privatize it, decentralize it all, and that's the end of this great engine of social mobility. I mean, this is what's one of the things that's made America great has been its system of free public education.
How did you go from serving in a Republican administration with the first George Bush to being a strong... Somebody was here and said, wait a minute, you work for a Republican and you feel this way. Is this an epiphany or you've been the same, everything else has changed?
Well, to begin with, I went to public school. I'm a graduate of the Houston Public Schools, K through 12, and I went from there to a very, very good Ivy League college. And in the course of my lifetime, I became increasingly conservative, and I worked in the first George Bush administration, and I worked in several conservative think tanks. I know the conservative mantra. Mm-hmm. I know that they are manipulating and using black and brown children as a way of pushing the ideology of destroying public education. But I never stopped thinking. I mean, just because I was in a conservative think tank didn't mean I gave up my thinking facilities. I realized that the charter schools that I saw were failing schools. One of the think tanks I was involved in was authorizing charter schools in Ohio, and they were all failing schools. And I said, this isn't working. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the results of No Child Left Behind, and I thought, this isn't working either. All this testing is not making schools better. It's making them less friendly to children. It's making them actually abusive of children. So I just, over a period of years, said, I was wrong. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It's very unusual in our society for somebody to say, I was wrong. I was wrong, period. Mm.
My audience is, you know, I've had several people on our show call me up and say, you got to get this Diane person on. I know you got to go talk to the folks that are here. I understand Clues Hall is packed tonight. And this is a film, this Rise Above the Mark, that if my audience saw that, they would be going out for extra popcorn and hooping and hollering and yelling like the old westerns and of old. Is this the first documentary that talks about education from the traditional public school supporters' point of view?
This is the first one that I have seen that's really
professional. This is produced here in India by the West Lafayette School Foundation. So this is like got Hoosier roots.
This is the best professional production that I have seen that tells the story of public education, that tells the story of how hard teachers work, how much they care, how dedicated they are. And I have been immersed over the years in all of this ranting and raving about how terrible our schools are. I think our kids today are incredible. We have to give them the chance to grow up to have wonderful lives because they deserve it. And we have to free them from this horrible test mania. And you look at the people who are pushing all this testing, and they don't want their own kids in schools like that. They somehow have their kids in schools where they don't take standardized tests. And we've pushed it to a point where I think that it's part of this long-term plan to destroy public education, and we can't let them do it. And I think the story, if I could wake up everybody in the country, I'd say, watch this movie and think about how much public education means to this country and save our children, save our schools. There is a giant theft underway. We can't let we have to stop them right now because they're at the gates. And just because they've only broken one window doesn't mean they're not coming in. They're going to be coming in the windows. They're going to be coming in the doors. They're trying to turn public education into such a terrible place to be that people will flee. I've heard this from many parents. I took my kids out of the public school and put them in a charter because the charter didn't take tests. So we can't let them do that to us.
Dr. Diane Ravitch, it's an honor and a privilege to have you on the show. We got to work out something where you can spend some more time with us and let the audience talk to you. Thank you very, very much again. Welcome to Indianapolis.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Wonderful people in Indiana. And I know you won't let them do this to your great public school system, nor to your wonderful teachers.
Boy. That's Dr. Diane Ravitch. You may have a comment on what you just heard. Let me go quickly to Lisa, then we'll take a break. Hi, Lisa.